You didn't need to stand, but that's okay. It's good. It's better to sing standing anyway, but that's all right. So we've been guided to the cross this Lenten season. And along the way, we've been given opportunities to see the work of the Lord in his son Jesus in all those marvelous ways that not only are for us, but they set an example for us in our own life and living. Forgiveness, perseverance, the hope we have, trust, etc. And tonight we come to another stop along the way. This stop is, of course, the upper room. Guided to the cross, we're getting closer and closer to the cross of Jesus. But tonight, we pause for a moment in the upper room. That Passover celebration. The tradition of a thousand years that the disciples were entering into with Jesus. A tradition that they were familiar with and used to. And familiar things that they would see in that room. A water jug by the door with a towel and a basin. Cups of wine on the table. Roasted lamb. A meal that they would share together. But this evening, this stop would be anything but usual for the disciples. For Jesus would take off his outer garment and he would wrap a towel around his waist and wash the feet of those disciples that he loved and cared for. He would become the servant of these who were followers of him. He would take bread and break it, saying, "This is my body." And he would take that third cup of the four of the Passover, the cup of redemption, and blessing it, saying, "Take and drink, this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Unusual, different, new. That Jesus would speak these words, and in giving himself, cutting a new covenant, and teaching us and showing us the way to go. The way tonight that we stop with Jesus in the upper room is the way of service. Jesus serving his disciples and ultimately serving us. He would teach his disciples, saying that evening, "No servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him." Jesus, here in this setting, is that servant washing, drying, taking care of his disciples. He is the messenger that's been sent from our Heavenly Father with the good news. Now that good news takes shape in simple bread and wine, but faith receives it as the very presence of Jesus, as you have, as we have this evening, as we carry him to the world. Jesus himself, servant and messenger, in these ways that our Father is longing to give to you and me. For Jesus would say, "I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And if you really know me, you will know my Father as well." The service that Jesus shows to us, gives to us in this upper room, is both gift and example. The gift is himself. And in himself, the way to everlasting life. As you, as me, as all who know him as Savior and Lord know, so we know our Heavenly Father. What a gift. The way that he serves us by giving himself. Tomorrow we'll celebrate the ultimate way of that service, where a man would lay down his life for his friends. Where a man would lay down his life for his enemies, where the Son of Man would lay down his life for the redemption of the whole world. Gift in service and also example. I've set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Serving us in the gift now serves us in the example of carrying out then the blessing of knowing Jesus and sharing that with one another. Maybe it doesn't take a bowl of water, but it's a kind and forgiving word. It's patience. It's forbearance. It's all of those blessings that we know, having been guided to the cross these weeks, being lived out in you and me. And yes, maybe it's even a bowl of water and a washing. For this is the example that Jesus gives to us, serving us. And that message of his service given to us as gift and as example now carries forth in your life and mine. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And how is that possible? Except that Jesus, who serves us as gift and as example, lives in you and lives in me and lives in us as his body, the church, his bride, the one that he's coming back for one day. And yes, Jesus knew that. Even as he knew what was lying ahead of him, the ultimate service and the ultimate victory. But now, with his disciples, as he says to us, come now, let us leave.